Hi guys, Adrian Cale here, and welcome to our NLP program. It is important to note that this program is a supplement, not a replacement to your NLP training. A supplement, not a replacement. Now, have you ever done things in life and wanted to do them better? Now, things can always be improved, and one thing you might hear occasionally in my background might be a passing vehicle. I live in a military town where we have a lot of helicopters, and perhaps one of them will fly by again as I try to record this better and better. But I'd like for you, whenever you hear little background noises, I'd like for you to go, yeah. And I'd like for you to go, yeah. Every time you hear background noises and use them as a reminder to stay focused and perhaps as a reminder to listen deeper and apply what is shared to your own life. Now, the information we're going to share, you will find it comes in very easily. You'll find it's all very practical and it makes sense. In fact, some people even tell me 1 or 2 weeks in that it kind of makes too much sense and it's too simple. And I'm like, yes, it's supposed to seem that way. You know, at school, we're often punished if we don't know the answers. Yet here, we relax. And if we don't know the answers, we relax even more. And as we train and as we share, I want you to take notes in your own format. And I want you to be aware of another thing. There are multiple levels of training or multiple levels of learning. You could focus on my voice. You could focus on the words I use. There are many different things you can focus on as we do this. And from time to time, I'll ask you questions to have you pondering and thinking how you can apply this to your own life. And perhaps you may find yourself using multiple levels of communication more easily and naturally in your own life because you know learning was meant to be fun. And we can always, always learn more. No matter how much you know, especially if you're really smart, and know a lot, then there is even so, so much more that we don't know yet. So sit back, relax, and make sure you're not closing your eyes if you're doing any driving, okay? Thank you. Now, why NLP? Now, I'll share with you how I started in NLP. And, I'll share it for a couple of reasons, and you'll find out, because I thought I was a pretty cool bloke. I had a lot of my life sorted. I had two properties and I was 28 years old, about 28. I didn't smoke. I didn't drink. No, I drank like a goldfish. Okay, so I may have had some drinking issues, but I didn't smoke. I had properties. I was pretty fit and I was making the moves. I was making the moves on this beautiful French girl called Leslie from Paris. And I was making the moves on Paris, and one day we went out to the bookstore and some other places, but we went out to a bookstore together, and she bought me this book, Emotional Intelligence by Daniel Goleman. I was like, yeah, I'm in. You know, I thought she was interested in me. However, she bought me the book Emotional Intelligence for a different reason. As much as I thought I was in with a chance, she kind of told me that I had the emotional intelligence of a rock at the bottom of a sea. She thought I needed the book. And luckily I was open-minded enough to later make that click and read it. What I realized was that as a youngster, I read some books on buying your first property and stock market, and I learned how to do that. But I never considered learning about EQ. So when I had the emotional intelligence book, suddenly it hit me. Wow. What if I could really improve my own emotional intelligence? And you can. Of course you can. You totally can. The only thing was, while I was reading these books, it was teaching me about like an amygdala hijack, or how the blood is going around the hippocampus to, you know, or the neocortex and this kind of stuff. But it's like, it was missing the how. Yeah, it had a lot of the why and the scientific knowledge, the what, but it was really missing the how. Later on, I found myself doing some mindfulness stuff like Eckhart Tolle, meditating in the grass. And, you know, I had a couple of experiences, and I'll never forget sitting in Iceland one day watching the grass, and I was mesmerized. I don't know how long I was there, and there was a shift like I've never experienced previously. So I quite liked the Eckhart Tolle and the mindfulness, and I really, really wanted to share it. I remember sitting at my sister's house in Darwin and learning more and more about the mindfulness and having no one to share it with. And then life continued, and I ended up over in London. I'm not a London guy, but I had a Christmas in London, and I remember being on a couch in a friend's house, and on the couch, and just to my right on the bookshelf, there was a book, NLP for Sales. Ah, there it is, NLP for Sales. It just confirmed for me that the NLP was for sales, and I stayed away from it. A couple of years later, though, maybe 1-2 years later, I realized that the Tony Robbins that I was listening to, the Tony Robbins tapes I was listening to as I was traveling across some of the countries, was actually NLP. And a mentor, friend of mine, still one of my best friends today, 10, 15 years on, he gave me his NLP manual. I told him, NLP, that's for selling cars and picking up chicks. He left me the manual and encouraged me to open it. And that was a pivotal moment of my life. And I'm so glad that I opened that up. And I'm so glad you're opening this up today. What I found in that book was absolutely amazing. And some of it was also quite simple. NLP is simply communication, personal development. And then after you do your kind of personal development and communication, it gets towards these applications where you use it for other people. There was nothing in there about picking up girls or selling cars. And if you happen to know a good book for picking up chicks, no. All right, so what you're going to get as you go through the NLP, you'll find things more complex. It starts easy, and I make it sound easy, and I prefer you think it's easy. And it is easy. And as we get further down, we start putting the building blocks apart. Actually, we start with the building blocks, and we pull the building blocks apart. And in pulling them apart, we understand the fundamentals better. And then we put them back together, and we have all these beautiful blocks. And then as we move towards the later half, we put these blocks next to each other, and we change the orders and sequence, and maybe put some other fancy things, and then we start doing some longer processes. And these are absolutely amazing. So like at the start, we're going to learn about like rapport, calibration, communication, representation systems, a bit about how our brain works, conscious, unconscious. And as we get around halfway through the program, we start doing some more of the techniques. And after that, we start putting techniques over techniques over techniques. And towards the end, or even maybe 3/4 of the way through, we might be doing things like releasing phobias. Like someone has a phobia of snakes, you can like change it. Maybe 5 minutes, 20 minutes, 40 minutes max. Allergies, trauma, a pile of that stuff. Eliminating procrastination forever. That stuff comes later on, okay? So what you're going to get from this course, you're going to get a greater sense of self-awareness. I learned to recognize my own behavior and thinking patterns and then change them. improved EQ. You will understand how to manage your emotions better, empathize with others on deeper emotional levels. You're going to get far better listening skills, and not just the basic listening skills that they teach here and there, like really deep listening skills. You're going to be able to ask more effective questions. I learn how to ask better questions and to nurture real, true inspiration in yourself and others. You're going to find you're going to have stronger relationships. I personally gained the techniques to positively influence so many, in fact, probably every important relationship in my life. You'll learn to use language more effectively, far more effectively. This can help you in challenging situations, and it can help you from day-to-day situations, and it will help you in how you talk to yourself. You'll experience greater acceptance and wholeness. That's right. Experience acceptance and wholeness. My personal goal is I'm going for wholeness and transformative development. This training has transformed so many lives. I can't wait to see how it transforms you.